From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon will remain chairman of the board despite the bank's $2 billion trading loss. Shareholders are also endorsing Dimon's pay package from last year, which totaled $23 million. But despite the loss, the bank is still expected to outperform expectations. The annual shareholders meeting in Tampa wrapped up before the White House announced the Securities and Exchange Commission would investigate the J.P. Morgan incident. Dimon may have to answer tough questions, though, from Congress. NPR's David Wellner reports a prominent Republican senator wants to hold a hearing on the botched deal.
Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker says J.P. Morgan's bad bet on corporate debt is a real-life case for him and his colleagues to examine as regulators finish writing rules on what banks can and cannot invest in. Corker is on the banking committee, which now plans to hold a hearing on the J.P. Morgan fiasco.
There's going to be an outcome here. And it's going to be swift moving, and I just think it's our responsibility to aid in coming to a proper conclusion on this.
Rules covering bank investments have not yet been worked out by federal regulators, even though they're called for in the Dodd-Frank financial regulatory overhaul. While that measure was signed into law nearly 2 years ago, much of it has yet to be implemented. David Wong, NPR News, The Capitol.
In Colombia, a powerful bomb detonated on a busy commercial street left two people dead and injured many more. NPR's Juan Ferrero in Bogota says the Colombian government is investigating whether the target was a former interior minister.
President Juan Manuel Santos said that the attack could have been directed against former minister Fernando Londoño. Londoño, who is well known for his criticism of the FARC guerrilla group, suffered head injuries after the bomb blast near his car. His driver and a bodyguard were killed, authorities said. At least 20 more were injured by the explosion, which went off just before the lunch hour in an upscale district. It was unclear if the bomb was detonated on Londoño's vehicle or on a bus that was traveling next to his. The government has not publicly said who it believes is responsible. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.
Another United Nations team has been struck by a roadside bomb in Syria. So far, no word of injuries in that convoy. It was attacked just minutes after Syrian troops opened fire on a nearby funeral procession, reportedly killing as many as 20 people and wounding many more. Last week, a roadside bomb struck a Syrian military truck right after the head of the UN observer mission drove by in a convoy. Here's the latest from Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 30 points to 12,665 in trading of 2 billion shares. The NASDAQ is up 3 points to 2905. You're listening to NPR News. Thousands of Palestinians marched in the West Bank to mark the anniversary of the creation of Israel, what they call the Nakba or catastrophe. As Linda Gradstein reports, at least 30 Palestinians were slightly wounded in clashes with Israeli troops.
Police and soldiers were on high alert for violence after last year's violent demonstrations in which thousands of Palestinians tried to cross into Israel from Lebanon and Syria, and 8 were reported killed after Israel opened fire. This year, there were scattered demonstrations in the West Bank in which protesters threw rocks at Israeli troops who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas referred to the Israeli occupation of the West Bank in 1967, saying, quote, "No matter how strong, it will be removed." In the aftermath of the creation of Israel, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians became refugees. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Documents introduced at John Edwards' corruption trial today show his campaign finance chairman paid the candidate's mistress a $9,000 monthly cash allowance. It shows the late Texas attorney Fred Barron was one of two big supporters who gave a total of nearly $1 million to hide Edwards' extramarital affair. President Obama is paying tribute to the nation's fallen law enforcement officers.
To risk everything for a complete stranger is extraordinary. And yet among our nation's law enforcement officers, it is also commonplace.
Mr. Obama delivering remarks at the National Peace Officers Memorial Service at the Capitol. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.